Hey Beauty, if you are experiencing fatigue, pain, just symptoms that you really want to get rid of and you just want to feel like a human again, I just have some encouragement for you in this episode. Before we get into the episode, if you want my free guide entitled Hope for Your Health, Four Simple Holistic Steps to Overcome Autoimmunity for Christian Women, go to herholistichealing.com/free. The link is in the show notes. This is just a wonderful guide for you if you're experiencing autoimmunity or any kind of symptoms, or you just want to improve your health. I think this guide will be great for you. If you even applied one thing in the guide, your health could be transformed, because sometimes that's all it takes. So if you're interested in that, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. I feel like it's rather common for some people to go to the doctor. The doctor runs a bunch of tests. The doctor comes back to the patient and says, "Well, we ran all the tests. We don't know what's wrong. We think it's all in your head." They come back to the patient and they say something like that. That can be really frustrating, right? Or you can be kind of overcome with fatigue or pain or symptoms of autoimmunity or something like that, and you cancel plans, and people don't really understand. Sometimes people feel judged if they don't go to church, if they're not feeling well. And when it comes to symptoms that can be attributed to autoimmune disease or something like that, I feel like it happens a lot more. So I just wanted to provide you with some encouragement today. If you're feeling a lot of fatigue or pain, you just want to feel human again, I just wanted to provide you with some encouragement. I have often found that when people go to the doctor says, "You have this abnormal test result." Some people, they go into research mode, looking into what all these different tests say, what all these different lab tests mean. And I just wanted to say that science can be an amazing tool, but we always have to remember that the science that we have, it's incomplete. It's often evaluated by people that are biased. Diagnoses themselves are just a name for your particular doctor's understanding of what your doctor thinks that you have, right? So it's a man-made category. So whether the doctor goes to you and says, "I've done all the tests, I don't find anything wrong with you," or whether the doctor says, "Hey, this test, and this test are off," we have to remember that those tests don't give a complete picture of what's going on in our bodies. Our understanding of our bodies, the physician's understanding of our bodies, is limited. And if our doctors don't believe that it was God that created our bodies, then that doctor's understanding, that doctor's knowledge, that doctor's wisdom is even more limited. I talk about this in my book, Discover God's Health Wisdom. In the book, I also talk about a woman in Mark 5. I've probably mentioned this on the podcast before, but I will mention it again. So in Mark 5, I'll read to you the passage. It says, "And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I touch even his garments, I will be made well.' And immediately the flow of blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?' And his disciples said to him, 'You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, "Who touched me?"' And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" When I read this passage as a kid, I was fixated on the fact that she was bleeding for 12 years. I was also fixated on the fact that she had such great faith. She just wanted to touch Jesus's cloak and she knew that she could be healed. Those were the things that I saw when I was reading this as a kid. But when I was reading this at the time that I was writing my book, I noticed that she said, the passage says that she went and saw many physicians. She didn't get better, she got worse. I remember when a really close family member of mine was sick, my other family member said that one doctor, the neurologist, said that her test results said one thing, but then the other doctor said that he saw the test results, but he didn't agree with the neurologist's interpretation of the results. In the end, it was just a really sad experience. I felt like her care was falling through the cracks, and it just happened over and over again. But I didn't really know what to do to stop it. So many people have this mentality that the doctors know best. Even if they mess up, it's still better to have these doctors making these decisions for us. I'm not telling you once again that you shouldn't see the doctor, that you should never trust the doctor. But when you run into this over and over again, when you've been in the industry as a bedside nurse in clinical research, you've seen so many bad things happen. It gets really frustrating and it just gets really tiring after all. And if you're one of those people that is saying, "Man, I don't want to see the doctor anymore. I don't want to listen anymore." Really, I don't blame you because the medical system is very messy. It has a lot of challenges. It has a lot of pitfalls. But what I wanted to say today is that there's always hope. There's always hope because our hope is in God. Our hope is in Jesus. That's why I keep on saying over and over and over again, we need to go to God for healing first. We need to ask God for wisdom. The Bible says that God will give us wisdom when we ask for wisdom. So I'm not necessarily telling you to give up on your doctor. I just want to remind you to go to God first. When I was having health issues a few years ago, I went the conventional route because I didn't really know anything else. But there came a point where I knew that for me, I was taking topical steroids because my skin would break out. On the worst days, it was all over my arms, my hands, and other parts of my body. It was really itchy, inflamed, hot. I also had brain fog. So, with all of these rashes on my hands, it was really hard for me to do things like cooking or cleaning or washing the dishes. When all that happened, and prior to that, when I had minor breakouts before, I would put on topical steroids. And honestly, They worked like magic, but I just realized I got to the point where I didn't want to depend on those steroids anymore. I knew that just rubbing this medication on my skin was not helping me get to the root cause of my issue. So I did a deep dive. I discovered healing foods, all these natural remedies, these essential oils, herbs, all these wonderful things. And I got better. I would have another flare up. I would try something different. I would get better again. I would have another flare up. I would try some things that I tried before and it would get better. So every time that I would have a flare up, I would either try something new or try something that I had tried before that had worked. It got to a point, though, where sometimes the things that I tried before wouldn't work as well, or I would just discover that my body just wouldn't always work the same way. It wouldn't respond the same way each and every time. And what I feel like God was showing me that for me, I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but part of the reason why I kept struggling was I wasn't trusting him. I was under stress. When we're under stress, we have all this inflammation. If our body is always in, the fight or flight state, you're always on alert. It's like your body can't rest. Your body can't function well when we're under stress all the time. So ultimately, what God was showing me is that yes, He made these wonderful healing foods and herbs, and we've put these herbs into supplements. All these things are great and they're helpful, but He's also taught me to go back to the basics, go back to what the Bible says. In 2024, I believe that we don't live the way that God intended us to live. We're so busy. We don't rest enough. We're not in nature enough. We're exposed to electromagnetic frequencies all the time with our phones and our laptops. We're eating all this fake food with chemicals and antibiotics and steroids in them. We're spraying these chemicals in our house every single day so that we can clean our house, but those chemicals are filled with endocrine disruptors. So if you're listening to this today and you are experiencing fatigue, chronic pain, symptoms of autoimmunity, you just want to feel like a human again, I encourage you to number one, continue to ask God for healing and continue to ask Him for wisdom. Number two, just go back to the basics, like I was saying. Make sure you're resting enough. Incorporate one real food into your diet, like have some more broccoli or something like that. Don't give up because, for two reasons, there are many people that have completely reversed whatever symptoms that they have. And some of these people were on the brink of death, like Jordan Rubin, the person that wrote The Maker's Diet. There are people that have reversed their cancer or whatever disease that they had. They've reversed it through their diet or detoxing and or changing their lifestyle. This happens a lot. We probably don't hear about it a lot because some people would say we don't hear about it a lot because the pharma companies own our media. They own the big tech companies, and big pharma doesn't want us to get better. But more than that, I don't want you to give up because, like I said before, our hope is not in doctors or diagnoses or great lab results. Our hope is in God. I think about the Old Testament, how Jesus hadn't come yet, and the Israelites had to make these animal sacrifices. We don't live in that time anymore. Jesus has already come. He has already died for us. He's already paid the price. Our hope is in Him. And I try to remind myself as much as I can that this life is temporary. I do believe that God wants us to experience His goodness, His blessings while we are not in heaven. But we will definitely experience God's infinite goodness and blessings in heaven. So whether you're struggling with your health today, whether you're having financial struggles, marital struggles, problems with your kids, whatever you're struggling with today, know that there is always hope because our hope is in Jesus, who has already paid the price for us. He has already won the victory for us. Thanks for listening today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts? And if you want to connect with me, join me in my free community. The link is in the show notes, or go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you, it's easy and my
burden is light.